Good morning, and welcome to the weekly news bulletin of the South African Radio League, read by Dave, ZS1 Delta Foxtrot Romeo in Cape Town. The South African Radio League broadcasts a news bulletin each Sunday in Afrikaans and in English at 8:15 and 8:30 Central African Time, respectively, on HF and various VHF and UHF repeaters around the country. The bulletin is relayed on Echolink and All-Star Node 53511 by Johan, ZS6 Juliet Papa Lima. The audio bulletins can be downloaded from the League website at https://sarlnews.podbean.com/, while the text bulletin can be downloaded from https://mysarl.org.za/sarl-news/. In the news today, the ZS1 QSO party this afternoon, the AMSAT SA Space Symposium keynote will be delivered by a WRC expert, and the Hamnet Western Cape Mesh Core Tech Talk. Stay tuned for more information on these and other interesting news items. The ZS1 QSO party this afternoon. This afternoon from 16 hours to 17 hours UTC, you can participate in the ZS1 QSO party. Everybody works the Western Cape only with CW and phone activity on 40 meters. The exchange is an RS or an RST report and your provincial or country abbreviation. Submit your log sheet by 21 hours 59 UTC on Sunday the 9th of August, please, to ZS1CT, that's Charlie Tango, at ctarc.org.za. A brief update on South Africa's Pico balloons. ZS6SRC-37 on channel 104 on 10 metres, after completing two circumnavigations of the Earth, is presently in the Pacific Ocean near South America. It has been aloft for 29 days and has travelled 100,735 kilometres. ZS6SRC-84 on channel 465 on 20 metres, after 12 days and 28,333 kilometres, is in the mid-Atlantic Ocean after spending many days over Brazil, South America, and just taking its time. ZS6SRC-85 on channel 532 on 20 metres, after travelling only 5,040 kilometres, was last heard from 6 days ago, having just arrived over Australia. ZX6 Zulu Uniform-11 on channel 424 on 20 metres, after travelling 13,880 kilometres, was last heard from 4 days ago in the mid-Pacific Ocean, heading towards South America. It's almost time for Leica, Feeder and other true stories. This is a reminder to invite a friend and join the Power Hour Tech Talk this coming Wednesday evening at 19 hours Central African Time, where our special guest and communications guru Henry, ZS6 India India X-Ray, will be taking us on a deep and dark communications journey. Grab your hard hats, put on your boots, and take along your handy talkie as we search for the light at the end of the tunnel. This Power Hour Tech Talk will follow the evolution of underground communications and provide you with so many interesting facts that you will be the hero at your next braai. Not only will you learn about leaky feeders, but Henry is going to throw in DMR and Wi-Fi at no extra cost. What an awesome trip this is going to be. Your place is reserved, so please ensure that you are appropriately attired and logged on to Zoom or an interconnected repeater by 19 hours Central African Time this coming Wednesday evening, the 29th of July. To gain access to this unique experience, you will need the following credentials. The meeting ID is 85301343276. I repeat, 85301343276, and the passcode is 304951. I repeat, 304951. We have limited space in the lift, but can still manage to accommodate a few more adventurers on our journey into the depths. Go ahead and spread the word. Now, the AMSAT SA Space Symposium keynote will be delivered by a World Radio Conference expert. At WRC 27, much attention will focus on science communication with respect to communication on and around the Moon and support structures on Earth. At the AMSAT SA 2026 Space Symposium on Saturday, the 1st of August, Lyndon Petzer will deliver the keynote address. Lyndon is the founder and owner of Lyndon Petzer Consulting, which is an independent consultancy specializing in spectrum management and ICT regulatory affairs. Register now for the symposium, which will be held virtually on the AMSAT SA WebEx platform on Saturday, the 1st of August, 2026. Registration is free for members of IARU and AMSAT member societies. For non-members, there is a small registration fee. The keynote presentation will be presented by Gwyn Griffiths, who is Golf Whiskey 3 Zulu India Lima, a member of the HAMSAI community. His paper is entitled The HAMSAI Personal Space Weather Station, Development, Deployment and Data. The HAMSAI Personal Space Weather Station is a modular system. After a brief introduction to the technical aspects of each component and their development, the talk will show examples of current deployments at home and remote stations and how to access PSWS data and learn what it shows about space weather rounds off the presentation. There is also a newcomer on the South African satellite scene who is planning to launch a CubeSat later this or early next year. Find out more at the symposium. Christo Krik, who's ZR 6 Kilo Juliet Lima, will share new development on the BACAR project that the Secunda Amateur Radio Club will launch on the 17th of October this year. Burns Fisher, Whiskey Bravo India Foxtrot, who is AMSAT engineer for flight software, will discuss AMSAT progress on three different satellites to be launched in the next few years. Stuart, ZR1 Whiskey Tango, will present a paper describing typical amateur radio pico balloons capable of completing multiple circumnavigations of the Earth while operating at near space altitudes and transmitting a variety of telemetry data. Furthermore, by using the WSPR, which is Weak Signal Propagation Reporter protocol, originally developed by Joe Taylor, virtually any form of telemetry can be transmitted without modification to the protocol itself. So visit http://www.amsatsa.org.za for details on the other presentations as well as the registration link. You are listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. Now, club news. You are invited to join the Pretoria Amateur Radio Club for their next flea market and boot sale on Saturday, the 1st of August 2026, at their new clubhouse at 16 Catherine Street, Shear, Pretoria East. Come and enjoy socialising with fellow amateurs and friends. Other amateur radio clubs are also welcome to come and sell amateur-related equipment and to market their clubs. Bring the whole family. There are padel courts, a restaurant with a special ham menu, and playgrounds for the grandchildren. Starting time is 9 hours for sellers and 10 hours for buyers. To book a stand and table, contact Almaro Dupasani, who's ZS6 Lima Delta Papa, on 083-938-8955. That number again, 083-938-8955, or you can send an email to almarodps, that's Almaro Delta Papa Sierra, at gmail.com, and we'll see you on Saturday, the 1st of August, at our flea market and boot sale in Pretoria. The East Rand Amateur Radio Club is involved in the second African Scout Moot from the 1st to the 8th of August at Arrow Park in Benoni. On Sunday the 2nd and Monday the 3rd of August, they will use the call sign ZS9 Yota to be amateur radio for the scouts of various country. Listen out and contact ZS9 Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha. And the annual general meeting of the Centurion Amateur Radio Club will take place at 11 hours Central African time on Saturday, the 8th of August, 2026, at a venue in Centurion. Now, the SARL Hamnet Western Cape Mesh Core Tech Talk. Jan, ZS1 Lima Alpha Mike, reports that following an extensive talk on mesh core delivered by Dani, ZS1 Oscar Sierra, at the recent Boerland Amateur Radio Club members meeting on Saturday, the 20th of June in Stellenbosch, an interest in the subject of off-grid mesh communication was sparked amongst radio amateurs and non-amateurs, members of the public alike. What made this talk remarkable is the fact that differences between different mesh applications, e.g. mesh-tastic and mesh-core, were discussed and compared for the individuals to determine which application would work best in whichever scenario. Michael, ZS1 Mike Juliet Tango, also attended the meeting but had to leave early to install the Ham1 mesh core repeater at the Havoquad repeater site. And when the mesh core talk concluded, attendees, armed with their companion nodes, could see the Ham1 mesh core repeater go online for the very first time. Now, due to the massive interest in off-grid communications in the Western Cape and the exponential growth in the mesh core mesh, SARL Hamnet Western Cape decided to present a similar presentation online. This event took place on Thursday, the 23rd of July at 19:30 on the Teams platform. 96 registrations were received, ranging from mostly ZS1 stations and a fair representation of the remaining ZS divisions. 25% of registrants were non-amateur individuals that showed interest in mesh-related communication and mesh core. In passing, remember, MeshCore can be run on non-amateur frequencies. 68 registrants slotted in, and the tech talk was well received, and good reviews were given through various avenues of social media afterwards. This event was recorded and is now available to view at the URL https://links.gadgeteer.co.za/meshcore talk, all one word. That's https://links in the plural .gadgeteer.co.za/meshcore talk, all one word. Now, the new ARRL 10-band DXCC award. The ARRL has introduced the new 10-band DXCC award plaque, recognizing radio amateurs who have achieved DXCC on all 10 HF amateur bands from 160 to 6 meters. The new award celebrates the accomplishment of having confirmed at least 100 DXCC entities on each of the following bands: 160, 80, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10, and 6 meters, but excluding, please note, the 60 meter band. Eligibility is based on the total of QSLs reflected in your ARRL Logbook of the World account, that's LOTW. No additional contacts are required beyond those needed to qualify for DXCC on each individual band. And if your DXCC credits are not already visible on LOTW, you must first link your DXCC and LOTW profiles by requesting a credit merge from the ARRL Awards desk. Now, the SARL HF Phone, Digital and CW contests. The SARL's premier contest, the August HF Phone, Digital and CW contests, are almost upon us. The aim of the three SARL HF contests is for participants to contact as many amateurs in Southern Africa as possible on the 20, 40 and 80 meter bands. There are several trophies to be won for the three contests. The SARL HF Phone contest starts off the month of August and runs from 14 to 17 hours UTC on Sunday, the 2nd of August. You can participate there as a single operator, single radio, single band station, or you can be a single operator, single radio, all band station, a multi-operator, single band station, or a multi-operator, all band station, with a YL or overlay for each category. Individual competitors and club stations are encouraged to compete. The exchange is a realistic RS report and a consecutive serial number starting from 001. Each QSO counts as 1 point, each area worked per band counts 2 points, and each station worked on all three bands counts 2 points. For the HF phone contest, there are three trophies. For the all-band station who achieves the highest score, for the single-band station who achieves the highest score, and for the new radio amateur who wrote October 2025 and May 2026 RAEs, who achieves the highest score. Remember, there are trophies for the young lady and the young radio amateur who achieve the highest scores in all three contests. Now, a propagation report. Hannes Kutsier, ZS6 Bravo Zulu Papa, reports that the solar activity is expected to be at low to moderate levels during the week. There are currently six sunspot regions with simple to complex magnetic configurations visible. There is a high probability for C and a moderate probability for M-class solar flares. If you want to do your own frequency predictions, the expected effective sunspot number for the week will be around 99. The 30 to 15 meter bands may provide some good DX fun, especially in the late afternoons. Please visit the website spaceweather.sansa.org.za for further information. And finally, a diary of some upcoming events. Today, the Islands on the Air competition and the ZS1 QSO party. The 28th and the 29th of July, the Delta Aquarids meteor shower. The 1st of August, the AMSAT SA Space Symposium and the ZS6 Papa Tango Alpha Flea Market. The 2nd of August, the SARL HF Phone Competition. The 2nd and 3rd of August, the ZS9 Yota Station from the Africa Rover Moot. The 9th of August, the SARL YL QSO Party, the SARL HF Digital Competition and Women's Day. The 10th of August, a public holiday. The 12th and 13th of August, the Perseids meteor shower. The 15th and the 16th of August, the Lighthouse Weekend, the SARL Youth QSO Party, and the North American SSB QSO Party. And the 19th of August is the SARL Wednesday 80 Meter Club Competition. And to conclude our bulletin, a recap of the main news story. This afternoon, from 16 hours to 17 hours UTC, you can participate in the ZS1 QSO party. Everybody works the Western Cape, but only with CW and phone activity, please, on 40 meters. The exchange is an RS or an RST report and your provincial or country abbreviation. Submit your log sheet by 21 hours 59 UTC on Sunday, the 9th of August, 2026, to ZS1CharlieTango@ctarc.org.za. And this concludes our bulletin for this morning. Clubs and individuals are invited to submit news items of interest to radio amateurs and shortwave listeners in both English and Afrikaans where possible by uploading the news item at https://mysarl.org.za/news-inbox/. Or by sending items to news@sarl.org.za, but no later than Friday morning preceding the bulletin date. The weekly radio program Amateur Radio Today can be heard every Sunday morning at 10 hours Central African Time. The program can be heard on VHF and UHF repeaters countrywide and is relayed on 7115 kHz lower sideband by Louis ZR4 Delta Juliet Lima. In Cape Town, there's a broadcast which can be heard at 10 hours 30 Central African Time on the 145700 MHz repeater with an Echolink relay to ZS1 Delta Charlie Charlie Hyphen Romeo, done by me, ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo. And in Bloemfontein, listeners can tune in on the 145.7625 MHz repeater at 8 hours 15 and 8 hours 30 for the SARL news in both languages, and again at 10 hours Central African Time for AR Today. And then a rebroadcast by Andy ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee of AR Today can be heard on Monday evenings at 19:30 Central African Time on 3620 kHz. Signal reports, comments and suggestions are welcome. Please send these by email to artoday@sarl.org.za. And you've just listened to a long news bulletin written by Hannes Enslin, ZS6 Juliet Delta Echo, proofread by Dave Rees, ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo, and read by me, ZS1 Delta Foxtrot Romeo. From the news team, best wishes for the week ahead.